Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking about Spotlight, one of the programs in the state of Florida that moving forward, and obviously they made the move to another division. They're playing in the Big 12. They're getting a lot of really good kids. And remember, when their coaches go into spring, they're recruiting against Miami. They're recruiting against FSU in Florida because it's, you know, back in the day, you know, you could only hope, for UCF to say, well, you know, we got this kid and he fell through the cracks. But no longer, you know, when you're playing teams, you know, like Colorado and Florida, and this year they picked up Arizona and Arizona State and Iowa State. I mean, you got to bring it every week. And somebody who's brought it for over two decades and has been on top of UCF probably knows UCF sports better than anybody from the Rivals Network, Brandon Helwig. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, well, great to be on, Blue, to talk a little bit about UCF. The Knights just wrapped up their spring game, I guess, a week ago this past Friday. And now you know how everything transitions quickly in college football. Now it's all about, you know, transfer portal, spring portal, and recruiting. So there's always something going on.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point, because here they get off their spring and they had a really good spring game and a lot of people came out, a lot of recruits, because it was on a Friday night, which was brilliant because of the fact that everything else was Saturday. So you had a lot of kids get an opportunity to, I know we from South Florida kids came over, some Tampa kids, which is awesome. But now when Coach Gus Malzahn goes out and his coaching staff go out to recruit, I mean, they're recruiting a major, major, major college. I mean, the schedule that they have, you know, now adding Utah and Arizona State, you know, out of the Pac-12, you know, along with, you know, their big longtime foe, Cincinnati. This is a big one for them. Go up a couple hours to go up to Gainesville to play Florida. Now, when these coaches go into homes or go into schools, I mean, they don't have to hide anything. I mean, this is no dress rehearsal. I mean, when you're recruiting and you play for UCF, I mean, you got to put more than your big boy pants on.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of was listening to you in the intro. You're right. Before, if UCF was going to, you know, maybe hope to get some highly rated guy or some guy, you know, it was usually a guy, as you said, would kind of slip through the cracks. That's not the case anymore. I think the biggest difference is, you know, clearly UCF being in the Big 12, being in, I guess now it's a Power 4 league, and it being able to recruit with that. But it's also Gus Malzahn. I mean, even before UCF knew they were headed to the Big 12, you could see how the recruiting started to tick up. I think that's one thing that, you know, UCF obviously had, you know, George O'Leary kind of, you know, built the latter stages of the program to kind of get him to the position, but he wasn't really considered a great recruiter. He was a great developer once they got here, but wasn't considered maybe a great recruiter. And, you know, coaches like Scott Frost, you know, he was barely here, honestly. I mean, but before he was off to Nebraska. So he was never able to really recruit and capitalize on that perfect season and all the special things going on in 2017. And then Josh Heupel got here, and he wasn't really a great recruiter. And then, you know, you have someone who's not a great recruiter trying to recruit through COVID, and it just kind of was a recipe for disaster. And UCF was not recruited very well at all, you know, when Gus Malzahn came in. And so it was some serious depth issues and talent issues, and just he understands what it takes. You know, he was a top flight recruiter at Auburn, obviously, for years. He knows how to build a staff that can not only coach and develop, but knows how to recruit. He's a former high school teacher, and a lot of times people sometimes forget about him. He's been around so long, but he was a high school teacher in the 90s. He was a high school coach, so he gets it. He understands young people and teenagers and young players, and he kind of gets it. Maybe more than a lot of other coaches do.
Yeah, no doubt. Brandon Helwig joining us, UCF Rivals. Great site. A lot of insight if you follow. You're right about the recruiting part, because last year when Tim Harris went to the University of Miami, I think he kind of understood what kind of void that was, because Tim is a great recruiter. I mean, he'll go into anywhere, and that's what people love about him. Now he's a full-fledged offensive coordinator. Before, he was sharing the time, and, you know, when Miami called, it's his hometown, obviously, a place where he went to school and ran track. But having him back, that's all I hear now with the recruits, and I got a chance to talk to Coach Harris and talk about him, because I think he really – may have been that missing ingredient as far as getting this program, you know, on the same page as everybody else.
Yeah. You know, that was an interesting move. All of us here, we thought highly of Coach Harris. He was here as part of Gus Malzahn's first couple years, part of the staff as running backs coach. And as you said, he went back to his alma mater, Miami. I mean, I think everyone wished him well. They kind of understood, with his Miami roots and everything. So it kind of surprises after 1 year, he was coming back to UCF at this time to be full-fledged offensive coordinator. But it's a great opportunity for him. I'm not sure exactly what transpired in the year at Miami, but, I think he sort of wants to be on that fast track to hopefully getting an opportunity to be a college head coach. And I think that's kind of, what his thought process was, that I can come back to UCF. I'm going to have more responsibility. I think Gus and Tim really clicked when they were here, and they kind of have the same ideas, the same sort of coaching mind in terms of how you run an offense. I think they really clicked. And it's kind of interesting. I think Tim kind of explained it in one of his press conferences. There was no bad blood or like, oh, you're leaving right, me to go back to another school. He said Gus always kept in touch. He was like, one thing that he told him before he left to go to Miami, he said, just to make it clear, you will always be one of my guys. So nice. That meant a lot to Tim. And, throughout the season, Gus would check in and just see how he was and all this stuff. So, and he does that with a lot of coaches, not just Tim, but just that relationship was really a special one between Tim and Gus. And so that was probably a big reason when Gus was looking to make some changes on the offensive side. I mean, I guess he made multiple changes after this past season, the first, even the UCF was the only, there were four newcomers to the Big 12. UCF was the only one to make a bowl game, but they finished 6-7. They weren't happy with the way things there. And probably last year made some changes on defense, but when he's looking to make some changes on offense, that was, I think that relationship with Tim is kind of one of the big reasons why Gus gave him that call.
No doubt. Before I let you go, Brandon, talk about the schedule. I mean, everybody, especially if you're the little guys in the state, you always want to get a crack at Miami or FSU. And this year they get Florida up at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, on Saturday, October 5th. Talk about that game, because I know it's not a conference game, and I know it's a week after they play Colorado and a week before they play Cincinnati. But talk about the meaning of that game.
Well, I mean, that's a special game for a lot of people. Just where, like you said, anyone in this state, you've got, ties to, you've got family members, you've got friends that go to other schools. And just like when UCF played Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl at the end of Gus's first season in 2021 and UCF beat Florida. I mean, I know it's one of those bowl games where, who knows who's playing, who's opted out of the bowl game and all that stuff. But that was a special victory for UCF at that point in time. They weren't officially in the Big 12 yet. So just to say, you beat Florida, and this will be a special game too. UCF has not played Florida since, I believe it's 2006. I think Tim Tebow was there. Yeah, I think that was the Tim Tebow era. But they have not played since then. It was kind of a controversial game amongst the fan base, just how the scheduling came about, because it's kind of a two-for-one. UCF try to frame it as like a home and home and like another game on top of it. But I guess after UCF plays this game in Gainesville, I think in the early 2030s, there will be a game at UCF and another game at Gainesville. Who knows if those games ever happen or not, if they go to non-conference games, all this stuff. But it'll be a fun game, you know, and it's kind of different because it'll be, you know, sort of middle of the season in some respects, Saturday, October 5th. I mean, so we'll have some frame of reference. It's not one of those week one time games. So that'll be interesting. I know a lot of people are kind of wondering about the future of Billy Napier in Gainesville, and they've got a lot of tough games. And that's probably a game that they really don't need either, you know? So that will certainly, and everyone's fired up, you know, Gus, you know, it's just when you talk about recruiting and recruiting guys in the state, I mean, I know they play Colorado and Coach Prime the week before, but nothing would make a bigger statement than for UCF to beat Florida in the Swamp.
No doubt. And Miami kind of warms it up for you when they play them in the first game of the season up in Gainesville. So, you know, I mean, it's hey, if you're going to be the best, you got to play the best. Brandon, let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, on your website, so they catch all the stories during the offseason.
Yeah, well, I've been a longtime publisher of UCFSports.com on the Rivals Network. I'm pretty easy to find on Twitter or X, username UCF Sports.
Good stuff. Brandon, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll do this often and, you know, keep up during the offseason. I know you're going to be busy all the time with this transfer portal. I know that come the first week of June, UCF has all their great camps. I've been to them every year. Their 7-on-7s are great, their team camps. So maybe we'll run into you up there, and I appreciate you coming on with us.
All right. Thank you, Blue. Take care.
Good stuff. Brandon Helwig from Rivals UCF. Long time, well over 20 years he's done this for them. He knows this program as well as anybody. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros or active adults, even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap up hour number one. We talk University of Miami football. Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.